Now to individual stories that illuminate the dismal economies across Europe. We're going to hear from two men, both of them unemployed, one in Ireland and one in Greece. First to Ireland, where the unemployment rate is over 14%. Adam Carpenter lives in Dublin. He's 25, and he's just graduated from university with a degree in civil engineering. He says he's had no luck finding a job in his field.
Absolutely none. Any jobs that are being advertised at the moment for civil engineering, while few and far between, they specifically require experience. You need to have 2, 3, 4, 5 years experience, otherwise they're not interested.
So no luck finding your ideal job, at least not yet. Are you willing to do something else, just find any job to make some money?
Well, yes. I'm currently receiving money from the social welfare, the job seekers allowance, which is also known as the dole. That's the slang for it.
Yeah.
I get 188 euro a week, which is the maximum amount you can get.
That would be about $250.
And to answer your question, I would actually take another job that isn't my ideal job. I mean, I need money as much as anyone else does. So once I can find a job that is more benefit to me than staying on the dole, then I'd be more than willing to take that job.
What kinds of other jobs are you considering?
Typical unskilled work, you know, working in a convenience store or retail store, clothes store. Even if it's minimum wage and full time, I'll get more money than I'm getting now and it'll be worthwhile. And it'll get me out of the house because I don't know how some people are willing to stay on welfare benefits for so long because it's driving me mad.
Is it really?
I love having something to do. Have a plan for the day, you know, go out and do it. Not having a job is just, I wouldn't go as far to say depressing, but, you know, it's not brilliant sitting around doing nothing.
And when you say get you out of the house, it's your parents' house, right? You've moved back in with your parents?
Yes. Yeah, well, I can't afford to live by myself.
What would be some things that you might have figured you could afford to do before that now you just don't because you don't have a job?
Well, I would have potentially bought a car, although that is completely off the cards right now. So I cycle everywhere.
So no car, what else?
To go out to the pub and have a drink, in Dublin at least, an average pint will set you back about €5.20.
Wow, more than $7.
So you can understand why more and more people are sort of staying at home and having a few friends over to drink instead of going out and partying the night away.
Do you think the economic uncertainty that you're dealing with, Adam, takes a psychological toll on you in some way?
I try to stay optimistic. It's not ideal, but things could always be worse, you know? There are a lot of people that are worse off than I am, and so I don't like to sort of let it get me down.
Is that what keeps you going?
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you know, things could be a lot worse. I could be homeless. I could potentially not have enough money to eat, but I'm doing okay. I have enough money to keep me going, and, you know, things will pick up.
Adam Carpenter, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me talk with you. I appreciate it.
That's Adam Carpenter in Dublin. The unemployment rate in Greece is even worse than in Ireland, 17%, and for young people, a staggering 40%. Michael Iliakis got his doctorate in ancient history last year. He wants to teach classics. He's 35, he lives in Athens, and has been sending out a blizzard of applications.
I've actually lost count. It should be somewhere between 40 and 80.
Mm-hmm. And any positive signs coming back?
So far, I had only polite rejections. Basically, what has happened in already difficult area to find a job, the jobs have been diminished, and you have people who by now should have been senior lecturers are looking for lecturer positions or teaching associate position or research positions that should go to people like me, for example.
Michael, when you talk to your friends with unemployment so high and with with things so tight in Greece right now, with all of the cuts going on, the austerity measures. What's the mood when you talk to people?
My younger friends are very desperate because they just got their the university degree. Some of them just finished the military service. We are talking about male. And they cannot find a job. And there are some people already working, but they fear for their jobs. And there are several instances that people work but are not getting paid.
They're working and not getting paid?
Yes.
And they keep going to work?
Yes, hoping that at some point they'll get paid.
Now, Michael, I gather that like Adam Carpenter in Dublin, you are also living at home with your parents, right?
Yes. This is rather distressing because I had to return at home because I couldn't afford, you know, staying alone. And it's so... It's not what I expected my life to be at this age.
At 35?
Yes.
And Michael, are you married?
I'm trying to. I have a very good relationship that is heading that direction, but it's impossible to say when I will get married because there isn't financial stability, or meaning that we don't have two salaries to pay the cost of a married life.
I wonder how all of this shapes how you think about the future, the woman you'd like to marry and potentially the children that you would want to have.
Actually, my future now is on hold until, you know, I get that first job and I'll pick it up from there. There is nothing that I can do about that right now that keeps sending applications, going to interviews, and just hoping for the best.
Michael Iliakis, it's been good to talk with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's Michael Iliakis in Athens. He tells us he has very little hope he'll find work in his home country, so he's mostly focusing on applying for teaching jobs in the U.S. and throughout Europe. We also heard from Adam Carpenter, a civil engineering graduate in Dublin.